KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. And starting off with a look at sports here on the state front, Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is not sure how many of his 10 seniors will take advantage of an added year of eligibility. The NCAA Division I Council approved an added year for spring athletes who had their seasons canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
That was one of the first things I did. Sent a note out to all those guys and said, we don't need an answer right now, but you need to talk with your families, how it's going to impact you financially. Is it something that can benefit you academically? You know, all those things that the families need to decide.
And Heller says the Major League Draft could have an impact on which of the seniors return.
If they get drafted, they're going to sign. But if there's no draft, you know, they would love to come back, I'm sure, you know. And because, you know, you guys are fully aware that we're not a full-ride sport. And the majority of these guys are paying more to go to college than we're paying them.
Under the plan, returning seniors will not count against scholarship or roster limits. Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brand says his program is focused on the future. The top-ranked Hawkeyes won the Big Ten tournament but had their chance of winning a national title taken away when the NCAA championships were canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
It sucks. You know, this team was robbed of history. Spencer Lee was robbed of history. Matt Lugo's a senior, was robbed of history. You don't know what's coming up around the corner, and so you have to keep your perspective. And this coaching staff, you know, the consistent message is that this coaching staff is working on the future.
And with nearly the entire lineup back, it is a bright future.
We have a group of underclassmen that's coming back, and they're going to be the number one ranked team going into the 2020-21 season. And in the meantime, there's things that you can do. Being patient, working on social responsibility, working on your academics, there's things that you can do. And you're going to have faith. And it's that simple.
Brand says the focus right now needs to be staying healthy and finishing the semester.
Iowa wrestling is still strong. We just got clobbered upside the head by something that we can't control. And so this thing that we can't control has altered our course, and so we take the steps that we can control now. And that's how you do it, and it really is that frank.
Fran says it does no good to look back at what might have been.
We know that this is not ideal, and it frankly sucks, but you still have to deal with it. Bad things happen to good people. And if you can keep that perspective and work on the things that you need to work on every day in your life that are important, you're going to look back on it and it's going to be a very good lesson that you can draw on for forever.
And earlier this week, Iowa Spencer Lee was the winner of the Dan Hodge Trophy as the most dominant wrestler in the nation, and Coach Tom Brands was named the Intermat Coach of the Year. In other sporting news, the NFL made a big decision yesterday as the NFL team owners have voted to expand the playoffs by one team in each conference for next season. During a conference call to discuss league business after the annual meetings were canceled because of the new coronavirus pandemic, the owners also awarded one of those extra games to CBS and one to NBC. Only the teams with the best record in the AFC and NFC will get a bye under the new format. The top two teams skipped wildcard weekend in the past. The Chicago Bears have finalized a trade with the Jacksonville Jaguars for 2018 Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. The Bears are banking on the quarterback to bounce back from an injury-riddled season with Jacksonville. The Jaguars parted with the 31-year-old Foles just over a year after signing him to a four-year deal. He broke his left collarbone in the season opener, missed the next eight games, and got benched in his third game back. Foles helped Philadelphia win a Super Bowl. Disgruntled Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end Yannick Ngakoue was making another public plea to be traded. This one comes on his 25th birthday. Ngakoue says in a Twitter post, "It's obvious my time is up in my current situation. Let's both move on." The Jaguars placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on Ngakoue, which guarantees him nearly $18 million in 2020. The Seattle Seahawks cleared a chunk of salary cap space by waiving safety Tedrick Thompson and releasing veteran tight end Ed Dixon. Both moves were expected after each player seemed to fall out of favor with the Seahawks. The move will clear more than $5 million worth of cap space for Seattle. The Cincinnati Bengals have released starting cornerback Dre Kirkpatrick, another move to overhaul the Bengals' secondary after a 2-4 year. Kirkpatrick was a first-round pick in 2012 and started 67 games in 8 seasons. He missed 10 games last year with a knee injury. The Chicago Bears have re-signed safety DeAndre Houston Carson to a 1-year contract. He played primarily on special teams since the Bears drafted him out of William & Mary in the 6th round in 2016. A person familiar with the decision tells the AP the Cleveland Browns intend to sign free agent defensive end and former Iowa Hawkeye Adrian Claiborne to a 2-year contract. Claiborne is signed to a deal worth $6 million. He must pass a physical for the contract to be finalized. The 31-year-old had 4 sacks in 15 games last year with the Atlanta Falcons. He won a Super Bowl title with New England in 2018. The NHL is extending its self-quarantine recommendation for players and staff to April 15th. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly confirmed the extension in an email to the Associated Press. The league has previously sent out a memo recommending self-quarantining until April 4th. So far, 4 NHL players have tested positive for the virus. San Jose Sharks President Jonathan Betcher says the team made the best decision with the information at the time when it played 3 home games following a recommendation by the county against large gatherings in early March. Betcher says his team is continuing to pay full and part-time employees and anticipates a financial hit from the suspension of the season. He also says the team has delayed the Tuesday deadline for season ticket holders to renew their packages. Former Oakland Athletics infielder and current minor league manager Webster Garrison is hospitalized in Louisiana and on a ventilator with the coronavirus. His fiance posted an update on social media that the 54-year-old Garrison is still required a ventilator to fight COVID-19 but hadn't declined in his battle. Garrison managed the Class A Stockton Ports last year and was expected to manage the Arizona Fall League this year. Goran Dragic of the Miami Heat says he is prepared to forego his annual offseason move back to his native Slovenia if that is what the NBA schedule necessitates. Dragic, his wife, and their 2 children are in Miami and have no plans to leave for Slovenia amid the global virus pandemic. His parents recently left Miami to return home. FIFA is looking to use its vast financial reserves to provide assistance to a soccer industry ravaged by the virus, wiping out games and creating unexpected economic hardship in the world's biggest sport. Having amassed reserves, it's last reported to have swelled to $2.745 billion. FIFA has the resources to now provide much-needed financial help to the game at many levels. And also, the Santa Anita Derby is off for now. The West Coast Major Prep Race for the Kentucky Derby was to be run this weekend. However, it will be postponed until later in the season while Santa Anita remains closed for live racing during the virus pandemic on orders of the L.A. County Health Department. And NASCAR star Joey Logano has established a $1 million COVID-19 response and recovery fund. The fund is from the Joey Logano Foundation in partnership with Elevation Church. The money will be used to address a variety of needs, including educational equity and access, medical supplies, food distribution, and financial shortages throughout the greater Charlotte, North Carolina area and communities across the U.S. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Has been brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. They're at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.